Imagine if the World Series or the Super Bowl had to be played overseas for security reasons. Well, that is the story in India, where cricket is king. One tournament, the Indian Premier League, made an enormous amount of money when it debuted just last year. It immediately became a national institution. But this year, it's been ruled that the tournament must be played outside India because of safety concerns. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, that has stirred a political storm just weeks before a general election.
Cricket has a reputation among the uninitiated for being rather dull. Yet no one could ever say that about the Indian Premier League. It involves a jazzed-up form of cricket that lasts a maximum of 3.5 hours. Huge crowds turned out when the tournament was launched in India last year. Shada Ugra, deputy editor of India Today, says the TV audiences were even more enthusiastic.
It destroyed the TV ratings of all the soaps, the daily soaps that were sort of staple viewing for the Indian public. Something like 200 million to 300 million people watched this. So it was sort of the perfect, it was reality television and sport all put together.
The tournament, which lasts a month and a half, is brash and glitzy. It has franchises owned by Bollywood stars, international players on million-dollar contracts, and pom-pom flourishing cheerleaders. When the league was underway last year, it made front-page news almost every day. Now, less than 3 weeks before it comes around again, it's making headlines of a different kind. Cricket's governing body in India has decided this year's Indian Premier League, or IPL, must be played overseas. One big reason for this is that the tournament coincides with India's general election. Polling starts next month and is staggered over a month. The security services in some areas are unable to police elections and the cricket. Two recent events have added significantly to security concerns. This was one. The assault by Islamist gunmen late last year on India's commercial capital, Mumbai, in which more than 170 people died. The other was this month's attack on Sri Lanka's cricket team in the city of Lahore in neighbouring Pakistan. India Today's Shada Ugra again.
Right now the terrorists just want to make a statement. They want to catch your attention and go for high-profile targets. And both the IPL and the elections are very high-profile public events.
With an election looming, the issues become highly politicised. The biggest opposition party, the BJP, is blaming the government. It says sending the tournament abroad is a national disgrace that gives the wrong message to the outside world. India's Home Minister, P. Chidambaram, today blamed state governments for not helping find a solution and told his opponents to keep politics out of sport.
It appears that IPL is more than a game. It is a shrewd combination of sport and business. There is no reason to add politics to this combination.
The Indian Premier League's organisers are now trying to work out where to take the tournament. The favourites are both a long way away. They're South Africa or England. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.